From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Sewert. Wausau has a rich history, a strong sense of community, and plenty of shared memories. And few places capture that better than the Facebook group, You Know You're From Wausau, Wisconsin, IF. Today, I'm joined by the group's founder, Kyle Silvers, to talk about how the page started and what keeps people coming back to share their memories. Kyle, welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, Shireen. Thank you so much.
What inspired you to create this group in the first place?
Well, I started it, out back in 2008. It really started to take off in 2011. Basically, what this thing amounts to is it's the city's social media site. You know what I mean? But I think, it's just it's something I wanted to do for the community. It is pretty large, for the Wausau area. You know what I mean? It's not so much I feel about the size of the group, which is approaching 40,000, which, is quite a lot of people for Wausau, but it's just the engagement level in the group is, it's extremely high. There's at any time tens of thousands of people are on this thing. Even in the middle of the night, it's very high. So it has a lot of engagement versus a lot of other social media sites that would be like a similar setup. I think it's doing things that other ones aren't. And I don't know why that is. I think there's a lot of civic pride in the Wausau area. And I think it shows in this group, just the veracity of it, the way people are into it. You know what I mean? It's all day. It never stops. People commenting, posting. And the nice thing is it's not about making money. There's no financial motive here. It's just it's like a pure democracy almost. It's the people are celebrating themselves. And I just think that's incredible. You know what I mean? And I'm glad to have that foundation started because it is what I want to see. And I think it's what we all want to see. And we have a lot of fun with it.
Why do you think people are so drawn to reminiscing about their hometown? I mean, there are members on this group from all over the world, really.
I think nostalgia is a powerful force. And I think that's, a big part of it, because what we do in this group, you're from Wausau, Wisconsin. If it's kind of focused on historical stuff, it's very moderated. I have moderators behind the scenes that are doing a lot of this moderation work around the clock. So you don't see any advertisements in there. You don't see political arguing. It's very family friendly. It's very community oriented, and it's very open. I feel like what's driving them in there is just the pride they have for the city. You know what I mean? We love our hometown. There's people overseas there. There's people much closer. It's just a special thing, and it is kind of hard to figure out. What is that? You know what I mean? What is this? And I think it's just the love people have for the community. I don't think there's anywhere else. I don't think there's anywhere else that any social media site that's kind of centered around a community that has this level of engagement. Because if you look at the engagement levels, it's so high, and it's just extraordinary. It's like hyper viral almost for such a small. Kind of smaller group of people. It's just extraordinary what's going on in there.
What kind of posts tend to resonate the most with the members of this community?
Well, I think there's a lot of historical posts because I think I looked a few years ago. My grandmother's in the group, and she saw an old black and white picture, of a street on the east side of Wausau, and where she used to ride her bike across the bridge to her grandma's house back in the early 1950s. She saw it, you know what I mean? And she's like, oh my God, you know what I mean? She hasn't seen that from that era in how many decades? So it's almost like going into like a group, it's like a time machine, you know what I mean? It's like seeing the past inside the present. And it's just an extraordinary thing. People are seeing the community in a different way, because of that group. They're seeing, oh, that used to be there. I saw that on that group. I saw that on the website. That was in there, that building used to be there, whatever, whatever. And we can see, we can have that appreciation, that kind of evolution of time where, we can see how our city has changed. We can see that, we're part of that change. We can be part of that change, and we can have an effect in the community for sure.
How challenging is moderating these discussions?
There's a few people who help. They do a great job. A lot of it's become automated because if we want to look at the Facebook platform itself, back in the day, there for the groups platform, versus a page, there were no analytics tools for groups until relatively recently. So it was done very manually. Some of it has become very advanced on this Facebook Meta platform, where it's almost like it's almost automated. You can automate the whole thing. You know what I mean? In many ways, but it's still good to have that kind of people around. And these are great people doing this, with affiliations, close ties to Wausau. And it's a lot of work, you know what I mean? People are doing it throughout the day, every week, and we're so appreciative of that, you know what I mean? Because there's people coming in there, you know, posts that we don't want, political stuff we don't want. And that's what's made the group so successful. I think probably the most successful community site in the state of Wisconsin is that they're not, it's so moderated that you'd expect a positive environment when you go. You're not going to see, you know, Trump battling Biden. You're not going to see, you know, this negative news story that happened. You're not going to see an advertisement for air cleaning ducts, you know what I mean? You know, we're not going to be seeing that there. So I think that continuity of it, you know what I mean, is really something that keeps people coming back, is how hyper kind of managed it is. And you know, it is something that affects people's lives because we're proud of all our communities in Wisconsin, and certainly Wausau is no different, maybe among the most proud it might look like.
Have you seen any real world connections form because of the group, like old friends reconnecting or businesses gaining support or community projects emerging because of this group?
Absolutely. People have messaged me and said, you know, thank you for whatever putting this together. You know, I haven't seen these pictures in how many years, or this has changed so much, or this area hasn't changed so much. Absolutely. People have reconnected that haven't seen each other in many decades and probably never would have reconnected. I can't even really fathom the immensity of the connections that have occurred because of this thing in our community. It's so extraordinary. You know what I mean? It's hard to really sit down and think about what that is, because it has occurred on a major scale. Absolutely.
What do you hope the page continues to offer the Wausau community in the future as time rolls on?
You know, what I'd like to see from the group in the future is I'd like to keep it going how it is, and I think it's only going to get stronger. But I'd like to see the core of it is that, you know, Wausau is strong, Wausau is resilient. You know, I just think that it's a showcase of how strong the city is. Wausau is a city that moves forward, and I think we're going to see a lot of things moving forward with that.
The Facebook group is You Know You're From Wausau, Wisconsin, if you can find it on Facebook. Kyle Silvers is the founder of that page. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Shireen.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.